Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage, value, and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East in Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BoonCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Hey, and that's our fine sponsors. We greatly appreciate them each and every day bringing you Party Line here on WILO. Shan shared it with you on this Tuesday, June 16th. Also, want to shout out to one of our staff folks. She is our events coordinator as well as our office manager, Miss Tina Stock. Turns, I can't say what she turns, but she's just her birthday today. So, happy birthday, Tina. Appreciate all that you do at the Chamber of Commerce. If you see Tina out and about today, make sure you wish her a very happy birthday. It is Party Line on WILO, Casper Media. And joining us via phone to this morning is Miss Kathy Martin. She's coming in, and I don't know if you're pinch hitting or if you're pinch running or if you're just in a pinch, Kathy, but hey, appreciate you.
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. I think that's where we're at today.
Well, I know you're quite an athlete, so you understand in a pinch, and you understand the pitch hitting and the pitch running, so I figured I'd use that analogy today. So
yeah, absolutely. No. And I'm sure Tina is 29 today. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I did hear that she Thought maybe she might be turning 30, but she found out that she checked her birth certificate and she's still 29. So that's
Checks out.
Appreciate that. I appreciate you keeping me out of hot water.
Yeah. So
thank you, Kathy. Well, you know, Kathy, you are part. You're more on the directing of the side of the mental health and a mental health awareness in the Healthy Communities Group, Healthy Communities Coalition of Clinton County. Talk to us a little bit about where things have been. I know there was a lot of great ball games that I know I was at a couple of them where you did a great job of sharing a little bit about depression, loneliness, isolation, which sometimes leads to suicide, and we certainly are trying to get that message out to young people. But how do you think how do you think the kids have responded in this past year? You doing that. What do you think was the result?
Yeah, the great thing that's happened with these mental health awareness games is that the kids are now coming to us. I say the kids, right? The youth in our community are coming and saying, well, we want a mental health awareness game. Just here in the spring, we were able to do baseball, softball, tennis, and track. That's the first time we've been able to hit all of those in the same time. Well, we've done those sports, just to hit them all at once in the same season was really awesome. So that's been great to start these conversations. We see when we go to other counties, other communities, where they're not open to talking about this yet, and that's okay too, but it just shows how far we've been able to come in Clinton County, how far we've been able to come in connecting youth with trusted adults, adults being able to talk about these things too, because it can be awkward and it can be hard sometimes, but that's okay. It's still something important to talk about. We had Montgomery County just reach out to us this week about doing a mental health awareness game over in Montgomery County this next year. So that's something that's exciting, too.
You know, we don't have any problem talking about our liver and our heart.
Right.
We don't have any problem talking about, the aches and pains of life. And, you know, I was at a restaurant not too long ago. I'm not joking. It was hilarious. There was a couple of ladies that were, and I could overhear their conversation. And I'm telling you, it was 20 minutes of ailments.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I said, I wanted to go over and pray for them, because it was like, it was like, well, I'm taking this medicine for this, and oh, I've got to go to Dr. So-and-so for this. And I'm thinking, you know, how crazy. But for whatever reason, the mental health can be very taboo. And
right.
how do you kind of break through those obstacles when you're talking about mental health and the importance of mental wellness and your health versus dealing with mental illness?
Sure. Yeah, and especially on the words that we use, right? There are certain terms that we can use. There's a difference of someone who has lost their battle to mental illness versus someone who has died by suicide, or those certain terms. And I know that one can be really extreme, right, in how we talk about it. But it's the same thing when we're talking about mental wellness versus mental health. Like, that small change can make a difference in how we're talking to individuals about that mental health, about the subject overall. And so it's just been about seizing the awkward, that it's okay to talk about hard things. We're doing a WISE program over at Wesley Manor, which is a wellness initiative for senior education. And so we've got 15 individuals in that class, and just talking about some of the stuff that's hard to talk about, talking about the things that everybody has a question about, but nobody talks about. And so that's one big thing here at Healthy Communities, is seizing the awkward, talking about those subjects that seem hard or seem like nobody's talking about. We need to talk about them.
Well, and I think that's a great way of, presenting it, because I think there's a lot of things that people don't, like you said, I would say they're just uncomfortable. I don't think they're necessarily avoidable, but they are uncomfortable, because most people, well, I go back, biblical principles again. I was talking earlier, is that there's nothing new under the sun or the moon. You know, Solomon says that some of the same, we're mankind. We've got things going on in our mind, in our heart, in our bodies. We're dealing with a variety of environmental situations. There's always something going on. But the more things change, the more they stay the same, because we're still dealing with some of the same issues that they did back in, at the beginning of time. I think that, the awkwardness of that that comes along with what you're saying is that everybody has kind of lived a different life, and sometimes, you know, those things were just off limits. I mean, I grew up in the South, and there's just things that you didn't talk about, you know.
Right. So,
and you didn't bring that up at the family dinner table. And, oh, my Lord, if you did, you know, that's not a good situation. What you're saying is that you are trying to attack that in a way of, you know, semantics matter. You're saying how your words, how you structure the narrative, it does matter when you're trying to deal with these folks.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And whether that's an adult or a youth or somebody in between, like, it does matter how we talk about it.
Yep. Okay, you got a lot of things going on. So you're very active for sure. the fitness classes. They got some fitness classes coming up, correct?
Yeah, so every Monday at 4 o'clock, we're doing Zumba classes at Trinity Hope Center. That's at 806 North Columbia Street. It is free. It is all fitness levels. Tammy Koger, who works over here with us, she runs those classes. She does a fantastic job running those. And then on Thursdays at 4 o'clock, same time, start time, same location, we're running pound classes. And that is drumsticks to the beat of the music. You're getting a workout in that. And I will tell you, we had an 83-year-old come to pound class. So it does not matter what your age is, what your fitness level is. Even if you've never done it before, we teach you as you go. And so those are just some opportunities that are free fitness here in the community to stay active.
Yeah, I we've got that happening in our church right now. We've got a couple of ladies that are took it upon themselves to do a dance class on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock at our church. And they're just moving. They're
right.
Grooving and moving. They're doing, I think it's like more like country line dancing, but they are, but they're boot scooting boogieing there in the fellowship hall. So I think movement is important. Isn't movement in your world too, dealing with mental health, important to mental health, being able to get out, breathe air, get oxygen in those veins?
Oh, absolutely. Physical health and mental health go hand in hand. And we try to tell people too, it's okay. You can do small things to make a big difference. And if you're not doing any movement right now, that's okay. Try to walk around the block. If you can't walk around the block, it's all right. Walk down the sidewalk and back. Any type of movement and getting out and doing that, even in small steps, can make a big difference for individuals. And so wherever you may be and whatever form you might be in, you can do little things. If you can't get up and walk and do that for whatever reason, well, then let's try to do some water bottle arm lifts. You know, that can make a difference. It just helps your body get back moving.
Yeah, I get the blood flowing. Circulating. You got another event coming up this Friday night over at the Loeb Stadium. Is that an Aviators game? Is that and that's nonprofit night, I believe.
Yep. So we've got a busy weekend. We have Friday night is nonprofit night for Healthy Communities over at the Aviators game at Loeb Stadium. That's there in Lafayette. And you can use our discount code. If you go on our social media, there's the discount code to get some discounted tickets. And you can come enjoy a night. It's Flyboy Friday night, which means free hats for everybody that comes. You're going to get Aviators hats. We'll have a table out there. Any of the tickets that are sold with our discount code, we get a percentage back from that as well. So you can help support the Lafayette Aviators, help support Healthy Communities, and enjoy a good Friday night of baseball. Then on Saturday, we have our block party over at Trinity Hope Center. And that is from 1 to 3, same place, 806 North Columbia Street. We're going to grill out. We're going to cook out. Everything is free. We're going to have bounce houses and popsicles, and we'll have all kinds of fun things. It's open to the community.
Well, and I would suggest that that anybody getting a discount at the Friday night game would use that little extra money to go buy some Glover's ice cream. You know, we're a sponsor now at the Aviators game.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what's better than Friday night baseball supporting healthy communities? Glover's ice cream with it.
That's not cool. It's the cherry on top. You know, no pun intended. And so the cream of the crop right there. So that's going to be a fun weekend. It's a very busy weekend. The block party. This is your third annual, and it's 1 to 3 o'clock at the at Trinity. Everyone's welcome. You're probably going to be able to smell it before you see anything because you're going to have
it's
some
true.
Barbecue.
Yep, that's right.
I know
right.
Last year that was the case. I mean, I'm driving around the corner and I'm thinking, man, what smells so good? It's, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And you guys had the block party going on. So
yep.
Yeah, it's very, very fun. And anybody's welcome. And what is the reasoning behind the block party? Are you just trying to show awareness?
Yeah, this is just a thank you to the community. Thank you for absorbing Trinity Hope Center and healthy communities and supporting us through all of these things. And so it's just to celebrate. It's to celebrate our community, to celebrate those volunteers that we have and clients and community members, and that's what it's all about. There's no catch. There's nothing else. Just come enjoy the evening and have a good time.
Yeah, I know, speaking of food, you've got the summer food program going on for kids and teens. Walk us through that and share folks how they can get involved and where maybe some of these places are so folks can get a free lunch.
Yeah, so the summer food program is run by United Way, and so that is in partnerships with the schools. I know it's over there at Suncrest, a couple of other locations throughout our community, and it's just about free meals for those kids and for those families. So if you would like to volunteer or if you would like more information, you can reach out to Anita or Corey at United Way, and their number is 765-654-5573.
Yeah, and they do a great job, and I know that a part of all of that, is coordinated with healthy communities because we're all in the network,
Everybody's, yeah.
Everybody is trying to inform everyone, but sometimes just having a decent meal can give somebody hope and give them a little extra strength to be able to do what they need to do to stay healthy. I mean, that is one of the big goals for healthy communities of Clinton County. I know when it was formed back in the day with Carol Price, one of the goals was how can Clinton County move the spectrum and move the needle on health, because we were we were on the back end, the bad side of health when it came to the rankings in the state.
Yes, absolutely. And we can't do this alone. Those partnerships and that collaboration within our community and within different organizations, that makes all the difference.
Kathy, it's not only about health, but it's also about safety. You've got a car seat clinic coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so we're going to have actually two coming up. We have one on June 22nd, and that is here at our office at 1234 Rossville Avenue. That is to get any car seat checked, or if you are in need of a car seat, we can also provide that. And so this is to show that, even when we think we're doing it right, statistics say that over 80% of car seats are installed incorrectly. And so it's just about knowledge and empowerment and to make sure that everybody is safe. We ask that you give us a call if you want to have an appointment on June 22nd so we can make sure we have the proper seats ready for everybody and get everything lined up. But we will take walk-ins, so either one of those is fine. It's 2:30 to 5:30 there on June 22nd. Then we're going to have another one in September, so be on the lookout for that. We will get that information out as soon as we confirm the date with our location. It's probably going to be out at Frankfort High School parking lot, but we're still working with them on the dates and how that will work. It'll be on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, just make sure that you're not out there with the go-karts. That'd be great.
Exactly, yes.
put a car seat in the go-karts. That's it.
Yeah.
that's been so fun to watch. I've enjoyed watching the go-karts go around.
Yeah.
That's been cool. Well, and the car manufacturers, all the car manufacturers have now kind of, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they've all embraced the opportunity of trying to make car seats for kids more installable or easy to install. Because I tell you, when I was a young parent, some of those early renditions it was tough. And you're trying to strap things in. Of course, now with today's new cars, there's so many new gadgets and things that sometimes it's confusing. But this is a great clinic to be able to say, okay, you've got a 2015 Honda, and this is you don't miss this opportunity to hook it to this bar because that's what it's designed for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. And each car is different. And we have certified car seat technicians here that are up to date on those. And, can help with whatever the car seat might be and whatever the car might be.
Wow. So you're not going to have any just good old Southern engineering where you're just going to get me a zip tie and some baling wire. We'll get this kid in.
Yep, not like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I grew up. Okay. And then speaking of babies and kids, you got the baby shower going to be coming up in September, September 3rd, I believe.
Yep, that is coming up. So we do that annually, usually in September. That's for any mama who is currently pregnant or will have had the baby in the previous 3 months to that September date. So that way we can cover over the last year. It is free. You will get a time slot when you register, and you can come in. We'll have multiple vendors there. I think last year we ended up with almost 40 different vendors. You get some sort of goodie from every vendor that's there, plus you're going to get some sort of baby gift as you leave. Last year it was a high chair option, a baby tub option, or a stroller option. And so you get to pick that as you leave. Plus we do raffles for other prizes such as car seats and pack and plays and different things like that. So it doesn't matter what your insurance is. It doesn't matter what your income is. It doesn't matter if this is your first kid or your fifth kid. If you are currently pregnant or will have had your baby in the last 3 months prior to September, give us a call and get registered for that. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, you need to register for that. But I think that's a great opportunity to celebrate life and to help young parents or maybe even older parents that, like you said, maybe on their fifth or sixth, that give them a little boost, give them a little encouragement, and help them financially by picking up some great prizes and being encouraged, really, just to grow that child in a way that that's going to make them proud.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Spanish speakers available if we need to do translation for anyone. It's open to the community.
In our few minutes left, Kathy, I want to kind of go back to mental health since that's your expertise. I want to go back to mental wellness. What are the two or three things that that you think a lot about when it comes to mental health, mental wellness, especially in our community, maybe in our state, but maybe it's a broader reach, maybe it's worldwide, in the sense of when you're thinking about some of the challenges and the obstacles that as a person of wellness and as a person is trying to reach out into a community, what are some of the obstacles and what are some of the challenges that you face doing that?
Yeah, I mean, one big thing is about connection. Whether you're new in a community or maybe you've been there your whole life, finding those connection pieces. And if you're in Clinton County and you're not sure where to start, come by Healthy Communities. Come by one of your local churches. Come by your trustee, your township trustee, or make any type of connection there. The small first step is the biggest step. And so while that can be hard and challenging, we're here for you through that process. So that would be the first thing. It's all about connection. The second thing we've already kind of talked about is that activity, that movement. And that's not just for your mental health. That's also for your physical health. And they're tied together. They are hand in hand. And then I would say the third thing is that if you are struggling and if you are being depressed or feeling isolated for 2 weeks or more in a row, right, you're not just sad or you're not just having a hard day. This is a consistent problem that we need to deal with, that we need to reach out for, then reach out for that help. We have some great facilities and organizations here in Clinton County. We have Valley Oaks. We have Meridian. We have Open Chair. We have Riggs. You know, we have these facilities that can help you with that because you do matter and you are important. And if you aren't sure where to start, if you need help and you aren't sure where to start, give us a call. We'll help you with that connection, get you that warm handoff, and make sure that we get you back onto that path of wellness, both mentally and physically.
Well, and I think you bring up a great point. There's so many people, though, that are out there that, like, you know, I can handle this. I don't need help. It's going to be embarrassing. They're going to think I'm weak. I can't, and I think about, especially in our world of industrial manufacturing and agricultural world, that mentality of, you know, I got to go keep making the donuts. I got to keep planting the field. I got to keep going out there, and we kind of get that mindset that, you know, I've got to be the iron, you know. But sometimes, you know, iron fatigues.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you say to someone that may be listening that know someone, or maybe it's they're sitting in that pickup truck. Maybe they're out in the field right now, and they're like, I need to talk to somebody, but if I go talk to somebody, I'm going to be weak.
Yeah, actually reaching out for that help is being strong. And it's when you are reaching out, when you are asking for help, when you're saying, I need a break, that's being stronger than trying to keep on the grind and keep on pushing through until the point where you can't anymore. And whether that's physically or whether that's mentally or whatever that might be, our bodies will tell us that we need a break. Our minds let us know that we need a break, and that's okay. Reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Absolutely. All right, Kathy, you're doing the Lord's work. I appreciate all that you do and what Help the Communities of Clinton County, the Coalition, does. How do folks get a hold of you? Give them the address, website, phone numbers. How do folks get a hold of you guys and to know more about, not just being able to talk, but all these other things, these events that we've been talking about?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 765-659-6063. Our website is healthyclintoncounty.org, and if you go to that website, there's a contact us directly on the website. Or you can go to our Facebook, Instagram, or X. We're on all of those, and you can catch all the updates, the events, or send us a message on there as well.
Yeah, and you guys are doing great. I also wanted to, do you have the suicide hotline?
988. So 988 is that National Suicide Prevention Hotline. You can call or text that, and it doesn't matter if you're just struggling and need to talk or if you are in a crisis or having that ideation, you can reach out to them.
Yeah, and I want to, real quick, I know everybody's got to go, but on that, no one's going to track you. No one's going to, knock on your door and, take you down and put you in a rubber suit, right?
I mean, no, it is anonymous. You can reach out by call or text. They're not going to ask for that location or anything like that. You can do a well check on someone you are worried about. If you've lost contact with someone and you're worried about them, you can also contact them for that individual.
Yeah, 988. 988. That's a great text. Just text that and get some help today. Kathy, thanks, sister. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks, Jim.
Have a great night. Great day. Talk to you soon. Eat more Glover's ice cream over at the Aviators. So that's what we're going to try to tell everybody to do. They've got a big game going on Friday night, so get out there and support nonprofits and healthy communities especially. They get a portion of the proceeds on Friday night as the one of the nonprofits that are represented there. Well, I want to just remind everybody, again, we got some storms coming in later today. More tomorrow than necessarily today, but we are going to have some more showers. Just keep an eye on the sky. They're telling us, the National Weather Service is saying that a chance of a severe threat is moderate for a good portion of our listening area, and we want to make sure that you know that moderate means that there's widespread severe storms likely, not just possible, but likely. We are all in the enhanced mode, which means that they are very possible. Tornadoes, damaging winds, large hail. But the moderate winds, widespread severe storms are likely. Strong tornadoes, widespread wind damage, and destructive hail of 2 inches or more. So that's all being looked at tomorrow. And just keep an eye on the sky. Keep an ear right here on the WILO Weather Center and Casper Media. We'll definitely keep you up to date on what's going on and when things when things are changing so that you can take shelter. Just keep it right here. We're very fortunate to have the resource that we have here at Casper Media. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me on this edition of Party Line, good Lord willing. I'll be back with you on Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit more about America. We're going to also have a guest, and it'll be a fun time. Make sure you get out there and enjoy life. Don't sit around home and do nothing. Get out, move, as Kathy was saying. Enjoy life and understand that life happens. We're all in this thing together, so let's work together to make it better. All right? Until then, be courageous and stay obedient. We'll talk to you soon.